Use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Fayetteville Woodpeckers are coming off the one Tuesday off day of the 2022 season, fresh out of Independence Day weekend. It's time to resume the series between the Woodpeckers and the Down East Wood Ducks, the single-A affiliates of the Astros and the Texas Rangers, going toe-to-toe tonight in downtown Fayetteville. Hello, everybody. Welcome inside the broadcast booth at Segra Stadium. I'm Andrew Chapman, along with my main man, Colin Casey, and we are live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app for our online radio broadcast and via HD video feed on MILB.tv. Hope everybody had a great Independence Day weekend. The Woodpeckers enjoyed a Tuesday off day, and Colin, they might have needed that off day. They've lost five in a row going back to last week's series on the road in Zebulon. And despite a well-pitched scoreless game over the first four innings on Monday, that game got away late. It was 9-1. In the bottom of the ninth inning, Fayetteville saved their final swings of the night, their final runs for the bottom of the ninth. Tyler Whitaker, an RBI triple. There was an RBI single added on as well. 9-3 the final. Down East has the number of Fayetteville this year. They've won 6 of 7 ball games, 5 in their own ballpark. They now lead this series at a game apiece. And it seems like right now they're hoping that the offense can get back into the shape it was around the middle stages of June.
Yeah. I mean, they were really one of the best offenses in all of the Carolina League in the first couple of weeks of June. So we know they're capable of getting hot. Just a bit of a cold start to the first 10 games of this second half. They're now 2-8 in the second half, which is the same record they had in the first half. But remember, they were able to rally towards the end of the first half of the season and really kind of get close to that 500 mark. So it's definitely not too late for them to start getting things turned around. I mean, we're only 10 games into this second half, still of pretty much 65 games in the second half of the season. So still a long ways to go to get back in the hunt of this thing. But the difference between this second half start compared to the first half is these have been a lot of winnable ball games where it's been close. The other ones in the first half, they kind of just got behind because they were being out hit, giving up way too many runs. Pitching this time around has been really good, and you got another guy on the mound that can win you some ball games. So a good opportunity to turn it around. It's a hot one out there today. Looks like the weather's going to hopefully hold off, but a good opportunity for this offense to get back into the rhythm. And like you said, Chappie, that was a good ninth inning. Time to build on it, though, and get off to a better start.
Yeah, it's currently 97 degrees in Fayetteville. The high today was 97, plus the humidity. It feels like about 109 in Fayetteville, and I believe that. It is a toasty one today. Going to be one of the warmest ball games the Woodpeckers have had to play in all year long. And you mentioned the guy that they have on the mound. That's Brian Salgado, hoping that he can grab another win. He is the team's win leader. He has a 5-4 overall record, a 4.42 ERA coming into tonight. And he will be opposed by a right-hander, Emiliano Teodo of the Wood Ducks, who has a 2-3 record and a 3.32 ERA. Quickly flashing back to Monday, if you weren't with us on that broadcast, a quick look at what happened elsewhere around the Carolina League as some of those other series got started up. Fredericksburg beat Lynchburg 6-2 in the opener there. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans lost in 10 innings to the Columbia Fireflies, which have just been the big turnaround story of not only the Carolina League, but really all of minor league baseball. They had just 18 wins over their first 10 second half games. They're 9-1 overall atop the South Division with a win on Monday in 10 innings, 9-8 the final score over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Carolina beat Kannapolis on the road 4-3. They've won 6 of their last 7 games. They're looking hot right now. Jose Cibrian hit his first home run of the year in that ball game, and Colby Smelly hit his third for Kannapolis. Meanwhile, Delmarva and Salem also played extras, and they won, the Shorebirds did, 4-3 over the Red Sox in 10. and Charleston beat Augusta 11-10 in a very high-scoring ball game. Orlando Mensueta, he hit his sixth home run of the year in that game for Charleston. So, entering today, the second half standings in the Carolina League has the Fred Nats at the top of the North, 9-1 overall. And they have a three-game lead over Carolina and down east. The Wood Ducks coming in tonight 6-4 overall in the second half. Salem and Lynchburg sit in fourth and fifth, and then Delmarva at 2-8 in the bottom. South Division, as mentioned, is led by Columbia, 9-1 over their first 10 games on their best stretch of the year. They've won 7 in a row. Kannapolis at 6-4, they're 3 games back. Myrtle Beach at 5-5, 4 out. Charleston 5 out, and then Augusta and Fayetteville 2-8. And 7 games out of first place. But still a whole lot of baseball to play this year. Well over 50 games still remaining in the regular season schedule. And we'll see if the Woodpeckers can start their climb back up towards the top of the South and climb their way back in this series and even it up tonight with Brian Salgado on the mound. We have more on the starting pitchers tonight. And when we return, we will run you down the lineup cards for both managers, Joe Thon, Steve Mintz, announcing their lineups tonight. And we have that for you next on the pregame show. First pitch at 7:05, as well as the Woodpeckers get ready to take the field. Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey, delighted to have you on board tonight on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. First pitch and starting lineups on the other side where the pregame show continues on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
It is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Making through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watch were so gallantly streaming, and the rugged's glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet o'er the land of the free and the home
Let's hear it for Aaron Fossa. And tonight's High Five Tunnel, Reclaiming Futures Mentoring Group, and the Field of Dreams team, the Kiwanis Nationals 10 and under.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball. Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Yes, it is that time again for Peckers baseball. Live on the air, Andrew Chapman along with Colin Casey. Thanks for making us a part of your Wednesday night plans. It is game two of this six-game series between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Down East Wood Ducks. And as Brian Salgado throws his warm-up pitches, let's go ahead and meet the starting lineup for the visiting Down East Wood Ducks. Steve Mintz, first-year manager, comes in with a and 6-4 in the second half of play. The Down East Wood Ducks, they currently sit in third place to make it tied for second, actually, in the Carolina League North Division. Leading it off tonight for the Wood Ducks will be DH Alejandro Osuna. Daniel Mateo in center hits second, and Marcus Smith, the right fielder, bats third. Maximo Acosta, he is the shortstop and will hit cleanup. Yosi Gallan, absent on the opener on Monday. He gets his first start tonight, bats fifth, plays in left. Cam Cauley, the second baseman, will hit sixth, and Ian Moeller, the catcher, is seventh. Abby Ortiz, he is the first baseman, batting eighth. And Junior Paniagua rounds out the starting nine for the Wood Ducks and plays over at third. And opposing the Wood Ducks tonight, as mentioned, will be Brian O'Neill Salgado. He is a 22-year-old, drafted out of Oregon State in 2021, a 14th rounder. Brian, with a 5-4 record and a 4.42 ERA, is pitching in his 15th game of the year and his ninth start for the Woodpeckers. 55 innings, he's given up 27 earned runs, only four home runs this year, 27 walks, 57 strikeouts, and faces Down East for the second time this season. Brian Salgado gets the target from Freddie Guillamo and throws the first pitch of the night. Off we go, a swing and a foul back over the screen, and it's an 0-1 count to begin Alejandro Osuna. First pitch out at 7:10 Eastern tonight. Sunny and 95 degrees, one of the warmest ball games we have played this season. Backdoor slider just missed off the outside corner. And it's a one ball and one strike count on Osuna. Osuna comes into this one batting a total as the pitches have popped up. And that will get out of play. Osuna at a collective 312 this year, playing in his 64th game of the season. Six home runs, 34 driven in. Here's the pitch. 1-2 is a fastball up and away. Two balls and two strikes on Osuna. The Wood Ducks are back in those camouflage threads, the leaf and the gray pants. Here's the pitch. And a fly ball struck deep out into center field, sending Cerny back. He's to the warning track, gets to the wall, looks up. It is out of here. A leadoff home run for Alejandro Osuna. It's warm tonight, and that ball just kept on carrying to one of the deeper parts of the park. Landed in the rocking chair terrace just to the left of the batter's eye. And Alejandro Osuna makes it a 1-0 game just like that on his seventh home run of the season and just the fifth long ball given up by Salgado this year.
That's the first time we've seen a leadoff home run at Segra Stadium this year. Just a fastball. I think it was up and maybe a little bit away, but Osuna got good extension on it and hit it out to the deepest part of the ballpark. Talk about beginning the ball game with a bang.
Looked like it was an elevated fastball that he got a piece of. And Daniel Mateo, the new right-handed batter, swings away and grounds this to the left side of the diamond. Charging is Whitaker, the shortstop, delivers the throw from the fringe of the grass. And they get Mateo by a couple of steps. Salgado responds to the home run with the ground out. And that'll bring up Marcus Smith, and Colin has the rest of the Fayetteville defense for you tonight.
Yeah, Freddie Guillamo draws back into the lineup. He's behind the plate doing the catching. Miguel Palma, who was the catcher yesterday, is over at first base. Joey Loperfito, the second baseman. Tyler Whitaker at short and Justin Williams at third. Left to right in the outfield, Rainier Rivas, Logan Cerny, and Cody Orr for Fayetteville.
Marcus Smith saw first pitch breaking ball fall into the zone for strike one. Salgado winding and delivering is 0-1. Right back to the off speed. It falls in again. And it's 0-2. Woodpeckers for the radio audience are in the retro threads today. Those 1970s with the three-tone ball caps, the black backing, the white front, the red bill, the digital Fayetteville F, the retro top with the white shoulders, the stripe pattern going down the torso. Here's the 0-2. Reaches out, sends one slowly out towards short. Charging again, Whitaker. He throws across his body. This one won't make it to Palma. Still beats out the throw. And that one just didn't have enough behind it. Slowly worked its way off to the left side of the mound. And Whitaker had a long way to come in, playing towards the middle of the diamond. Had to go about 20 yards or so to collect that baseball. Marcus Smith hustles out an infield single. Second base hit already now against Salgado. 1-0 on the leadoff home run by Alejandro Osuna. And now for the first time, Salgado will work out of the stretch. Contest with a base runner aboard. And a first pitch slider works off the outside corner to Maximo Acosta. Tonight's cleanup hitter and down east shortstop. Acosta batting 265 over 63 games. Salgado works from the first base side of the rubber. And spins over that way. Diving back in Smith in time.
That home run that Salgado gave up was the first one he's given up in this ballpark since April 29th. So it's been a while since he surrendered a home run at home.
Yeah, he's had a lot of good performances. His best outings have come here at home as the pitch is inside and Guillamo bobbles it on the transfer. Smith slides into second base without a throw. And he has a stolen base to get into scoring position for Acosta, who is now in a two-ball no-strike count. So the power and the speed instantly from these Wood Ducks who love to run. Overall, when it comes to the home run ball this year, the Wood Ducks are ninth in the league, 52 of them now. And here's a soaring fly ball golfed out into left for Renier Rivas, hanging up for him. And he makes the hat-high grab for the second out of the first inning. Marcus Smith retreats back to second. And it brings up Yosi Gallant.
Good response there from Salgado. I mean, all three of the at-bats since the home run have been soft contact. Of course, the infield single from Smith, but he's been missing bats a lot more. So just that's all you can really ask for out of your starters after giving up the home run, just trying to settle in and start missing bats.
Here's the pitch from Salgado, and Gallant leans out of the way of an inside fastball. 1-0 count to begin. Left fielder and five hitter playing in his first game of this series. He had the night off from the lineup card on Monday in the 4th of July ball game. Salgado checks second, slides home, misses inside again. The white pants out there on the diamond for the Woodpeckers infielders. They have the black pinstripe going down the side of the leg, and Brian Salgado compliments that retro uniform with the high red stirrups out on the mound. Here's the 2-0 delivery. A swing and a miss at a high slider. Gallant was underneath that one. Looks like his back foot, his right foot also slipped out from under him as he cut across the zone. Two balls and a strike. Palma straight up at first. Lo Perfido, the second baseman, hovering right on top of that bag. And the pitch comes home and it's spoiled away. Foul. That hustle over to second got the base runner Marcus Smith to retreat back towards second right as the pitch came in.
And he's a guy they got to keep a close eye on. 32 stolen bases on the year, second in the Carolina League.
Yosi Gallant batting 233. 10 home runs, 25 driven in. Holds the hands on a down and away slider. And the count fills at 3-2. Calling balls and strikes tonight is Chad Patterson. And the base umpire is Elliot Melton, who was behind the plate on Monday. The umpires in the black hats, the black polos, and the gray pants. Salgado's 3-2 pitch to Gallant is swung on and fouled off of Guillamo's mitt. Got a piece of the helmet, too. And the count will stay full. Three balls and two strikes. Salgado nearing the 20-pitch mark in this first inning. Next one will be number 19. Last time out here at Segra Stadium, Salgado went four innings against the Augusta Green Jackets. He gave up just one earned run, as he did on June 17th here at home against Kannapolis. Another payoff pitch. Swinging a ground ball, yanked too far to the left side, and that's a foul ball.
The last two outings for Salgado, the thing that really piques my interest is the pitch count. 79 in that home start against Augusta, and then most recently, season high, 80 pitches on the road in Zebulon.
So Salgado will touch that 20-pitch mark here in the first inning. Gallant has fouled off a pair of two-strike pitches. Here it comes. Outside, and he walked him. Yosi Gallan puts together a good at-bat. He walks on the eighth pitch he sees from Salgado after a pair of foul-offs. And two base runners are on as the first inning extends, and Cam Cawley is stepping in. And John Kovalik, the Fayetteville pitching coach, is already strolling out there to have a conversation with his starter. Mound visit in this top of the first. 1-0. The Wood Ducks with a quick lead before Fayetteville even grabs the bats today. It was the leadoff home run by Alejandro Osuna, his seventh of the year. And then a single by Marcus Smith. He stole second, and a walk puts Yosi Gallan aboard. All the other series picking up tonight in the Carolina League. You have the Mudcats on the road in Kannapolis, Fredericksburg hosting Lynchburg. Salem on the road in Maryland. They're playing in Salisbury, Maryland against the Shorebirds. Down east in Fayetteville, of course, here in downtown Fayetteville, the Columbia Fireflies hosting the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. And the Augusta Green Jackets are in South Carolina as well. They are playing the Charleston River Dogs. This series extends through Sunday, and then Fayetteville makes their only road trip to Myrtle Beach next week, leading into the four-day All-Star break. Here's the pitch after the meeting on the mound to Cam Cawley. It is a knee-high fastball in the inner half of the plate, and he takes strike one.
And all six of those games you mentioned, cutting down on travel time. No surprise with the holiday in effect yesterday or 2 days ago, the 4th of July, just trying to avoid all that traffic.
Down and away slider. Cawley lays off, and it's 1-1. Cam Cawley is playing in his 30th game of the season. And he's batting just 176. He has a double and a triple, but no home runs and seven driven in. Hits with runners at first and second and two away. The pitch. Fastball down and outside. 2-1. I mentioned those Salgado. He has a couple of other strong performances here at home. 5 scoreless innings on June 3rd against Fredericksburg, and also a 6 scoreless against Carolina on May 11th is one is shot right back to the mound on the ground. Salgado goes to a knee, collects, runs towards first, and flips to Palma and ends the inning. So Salgado had to throw quite a few pitches in that first, 23 in total, but works around a couple of base runners, gives up the one run on the home run, and Fayetteville grabs the bats when we return. Or Cerny and Loperfino lead it off. We have the rest of the starting nine as well when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Bunker's Entrance is brought to you by Cumberland Tractor Kubota of Fayetteville. Visit their location at 1530 Middle River Loop here in Fayetteville for a variety of services and Kubota equipment. Make some noise for Bunker. Fans, do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score 6 runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any location here in Fayetteville. Say, "We want tacos" with me on 3. 1, 2, 3. Emiliano Teodoro. Tonight's Woodpeckers walk-up music is presented by the Big 95.7 WKM. We also welcome the
We are off and rolling on this Wednesday night in downtown Fayetteville. Andrew Chapman along with Colin Casey. Thanks for being back with us on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, MILB.TV. Cody Orr leads it off in a 1-0 ball game. Emiliano Teodoro spotted a run on a leadoff home run from Alejandro Osuna. And his first pitch of the night is a 96-mile-per-hour fastball underneath the zone. 1-0 on the Fayetteville leadoff man, Cody Orr. Logan Cerny on deck and Joey Loperfido in the hold. The pitch is a high fastball. And Teodo overcorrected a little bit. Missed low, missed high, 2-0 on Orr. Justin Williams is the cleanup hitter today, and Miguel Palma, the first baseman, hits fifth. The wind and pitch. Orr swings and loops one high but shallow out to right. Smith is coming in, loses the ball cap, calls off his second baseman, Colley, and makes a running grab for the first out. The rest of the lineup today for the Woodpeckers, Tyler Whitaker, sixth. Rainier Rivas in left, batting seventh. Yuri Ramirez DHing, he is eighth. And Freddie Guillamo is ninth, rounding out the Woodpeckers lineup doing the catching. Fayetteville has lost five in a row, trying to end the skid tonight. It's tied for their longest losing streak of the season. The pitch to Cerny, very high, sends him stepping out of the way. That got over Moeller's glove and ran to the backstop. 1-0 count, 98, flashing on the left center field video board on that fastball. 33-42 overall record for Fayetteville. At one point towards the back end of the first half, they were just two games back of 500. Now they find themselves nine games back after the 2-8 start to the second half. Elevated fastball in 95, 2-0 on Cerny. Logan Cerny, 3-10 in the month of July. Coming off the huge June where he batted over 320 and won Astros Minor League Player of the Month. Lifts the elbows out of the way. And he's ahead, three balls and no strikes. Teodo gets the sign from Moeller. Target set inside. Leg kick pitch. And a comeback fastball. He finds the zone for the first time against Cerny. 3-1 is the count. Cerny overall in the year at 247 with 12 homers and 45 driven in. Leads the club in both categories. The pitch inside, but called a strike by Chad Patterson. And Teodo gets back in the count. It's full 3-2. First baseman Ortiz well off of that line. Rest of the infield about straight up. And here comes the payoff. Cerny takes it low. Ball four. It was six fastballs in that at bat to Logan Cerny. Don't often see that. Cerny likes the fastball, and we've seen more and more pitchers across this league start to scout against that, give Cerny more breaking balls than anything. But a reversal of that method for Teodo. After the flyout, Woodpeckers get their first base runner on the Cerny walk. And here is Joey Loperfido.
It's a really promising sign, though, for Cerny. Looks like since that slump he had in May, he's been able to identify strikes and balls a lot better ever since the turn of the calendar to June. It's been really impressive to watch him develop into such a terrifying hitter at the plate for the Woodpeckers.
Yeah, that walk will push the on-base percentage right to 340 for Cerny on the year. Pitch to Loperfido, swings and fouls one between his feet. Goes to a no-ball and two-strike count. We have Loperfido, who leads the club in average, 309. Over 65 games. 14 doubles leads the team, 5 home runs, 35 driven in. And he's now tied for the team lead with 23 stolen bases as well. Cerny's on the move to second. Loperfido takes a swing, fouls it off of his back left foot. And Cerny will take the slow walk all the way back towards first. You have Loperfido and Cerny right now in the stolen base department trying to pass Ronaldo Urdaneta from the 2021 Woodpeckers. Last year, that's the most by any Fayetteville Woodpecker going back to the inaugural season of 2019. All-time record held by Miles Straw of the 2017 Buies Creek Astros. He had 36 in a season. A look to the first. Cerny not going. Fastball comes in, clips the outside corner, and Loperfido is rung up looking. 97-mile-per-hour fastball sends him back to the dugout. And Teodo bringing the heat right out of the gate. He'll now face Justin Williams. Teodo has a 2-3 record, a 3.32 ERA. This is his 13th appearance, his ninth start for Down East. Over 44 total innings. He has 54 strikeouts, 23 walks, and 16 earned runs. Cerny going again. The pitch is up and in. Here's the throw down. The tag not in time. And there's stolen base number 24 for Logan Cerny. That was the milestone number. He passes up Ronaldo Urdaneta from the 2021 season. Now has the most stolen bases by any Fayetteville player going back to 2019. So a record set on that one. And now he eyes those guys of the Buies Creek Astros. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Williams. And it's a changeup on the inner half, called a strike. Evens the count at 1-1 on Williams, batting .268. Two home runs, 14 driven in for Justin. Cerny off of second. Nobody holding him on. Tioto looking that way. Picks up the left leg. Pitches. Misses outside. And the count to 2-1 on Williams.
A lot of people have reservations about the pitch clock, but one thing I think a lot of people can agree on is how cool it is to see the stolen base come back into play due to the pitch clock and pickoff move limitations that have been implemented by minor league baseball.
Williams steps out of the way of the pitch, and Mueller has it pop right out of his glove. It goes towards the third base on deck circle, and Logan Cerny will jog on down to third. That'll be a pass ball on Mueller. That one was right in the mid of his glove.
Ricky Henderson and Luke Brock start sprouting out like the back in the old days, but good to see it, you know, not be completely dead at this stage of minor league ball and how things have looked in 2022.
3-1 the count on Williams. Delivery is chopped along third, but foul left of Logan Cerny. Two-strike count now on Williams. Yeah, Major League Baseball is not only trying to incentivize more hitting. Major League average never been lower than it is right now, never been harder to hit. But part of increasing action in the game as well is also increasing the stolen bases, which are down to historic levels also. So the pitch clock incentivizing both offense and the stolen base. 3-2 payoff pitch, and Williams foul tips. Mueller couldn't squeeze it. I think it short hopped him right before it hit the chest protector. Battle stays alive.
And the thing is that's going to only prompt more major league teams, if this does come to the major league level, more teams to develop defensive-minded catchers to be able to throw out all these base stealers.
At the belt, Tioto kicks out of the stretch, throws to Williams, line drive, yanked foul down the left field side. Just a little bit early on a inner half changeup, and Williams trying to straighten it out. Brian Salgado had to throw 23 pitches in his first inning, and now Tioto has hit 20. This will be number 21. Another payoff, leg kick and pitch. Down in the dirt, inside as well, and Justin Williams works a long walk. Puts runners on the corners and brings up Miguel Palma.
Let's take a look at the Down East defense in the meantime. Ian Mueller doing the catching for Tioto. Abby Ortiz at first, Cam Colley the second baseman. Maximo Acosta at short, and Junior Paniagua the third baseman. Yossi Galan in left, Daniel Mateo the center fielder, and Marcus Smith in right for the Wood Ducks.
Short lead off of first for Williams. Miguel Palma takes the first pitch and begins his bat with a called strike on the inside. 0-1 on the Fayetteville first baseman. Palma not putting the gear on today. That's Freddy Guillamo. So, don't think Miguel Palma minds being over at first on a day like today as he cuts through a change, and it's 0-2. Palma looking for his first hit in the month of July. He's 0-8. Batting .222 on the season with 5 homers, 24 driven in. Leg kick and pitch. Down and inside. 1-2.
You wonder if that shoulder is still just trying to get it back to 100% after returning, had that collision in the series against Kannapolis that knocked him out for a little while. It can take a little bit of time to get that feel back, especially when you're swinging the bat.
1-2 offering, and Palma swings it one down to the dirt. It's blocked by Mueller. He comes up with the baseball, throws on the fair side of the first baseline, and Ortiz brings it in to end the inning on the 2-3 putout. So a pair of strikeouts, 2 walks as well for Tioto. He strands runners on the corners, and after 1 tonight in Fayetteville, the Wood Ducks lead 1-0.
Industry Smile Cam. What I want.
Well, you make a man dream.
Ryan Salgado. Leading off the top of the second inning for the Wood Ducks, the catcher, number 35, Ian Moeller.
Ian Moeller, the down east catcher and seven hitter, begins the second inning. Brian Salgado had to labor through a long first, got out of it by stranding a couple of runners, gave up a solo home run. That's where we stand 1-0. 1-0 pitch. Moeller swings away and loops one high out into shallow left. Rivas is strolling forward on it, continues his move and makes a jogging grab. Moeller flies out for out number one of the second. See if Salgado can try and be a little more economical in the second inning. Fayetteville hopes to get a little bit of length out of him like they did from Alex Santos on Monday night. Santos going six complete innings for the first time in his pro career. One of the longer starts by any Fayetteville pitcher this season. As a fastball finds the outer corner of the zone to Abby Ortiz, the lefty in its 0-1. Salgado working quick, delivers. Slider around the outside corner and gets Ortiz cutting underneath. No balls, two strikes. Ortiz batting 211 with five home runs and 18 driven in. Shift on the infield. Whitaker over to the middle from short, and Williams playing shortstop over from third. And Ortiz pushes one foul down the third base side and out of play. It's being pitch number 30 for Salgado as he grips the baseball inside of that blue glove, winds and delivers, and missed just a little bit low with a 93-mile-per-hour heater.
Yeah, obviously had the length yesterday from Santos. Salgado today and another guy tomorrow in Miguel Uyola that can give you a lot of length.
1-2 is bounced on two hops to first. Palma goes down. That's a catcher playing first base. He went down and blocked that baseball like a slider in the dirt. Kept it in front of him and hustled down to first and made the play. Boy, it pays dividends to have a guy who blocks pitches for a living behind the plate to have the first baseman's mitt on. And Palma able to go three unassisted and help his pitcher out there.
And on the other end of that play, I mean, Miguel Palma's not the fastest guy on this roster, but he gives it 110% every time he's running out there. He bolted in that bag. Mm-hmm.
Paniagua chased a slider down and outside. Good one from Salgado, one of his better breaking balls today. Nine-hitter and down east third baseman swings at another slider. Nubbed it just off the end of the bat, and it's 0-2. Salgado trying for a 1-2-3 inning that would help put him back on track before the third. He faced six batters in that first. Here's the pitch, the 0-2 inside. That almost clipped the elbow guard of the down east hitter, Paniagua. And that blue elbow guard, the Evo Shield that sticks out from underneath the left sleeve of his uniform. Salgado gets the target from Guillamo, throws, and Paniagua, just a protection swing there and a slider in towards his knees.
That was well located by Salgado. A tough pitch to hit, especially when Paniagua appeared to be sitting fastball and then kind of had to adjust. But that slider comes in with so much bite. Even if it's coming in slower, it's so hard to get your hands around on it.
Here comes the 1-2 pitch. A swing and a bouncing ball foul along the left side. Infield has gone from the shift to the lefty to a realignment to the righty. Lo Profito over from second, playing towards the middle, and Palma, who made that nice blocking play a moment ago at first, is well off of that foul line. A contortion to that body, and the pitch is down in the dirt. Just skipped through Guillamo. It's two balls and two strikes. Just a slight breeze out towards left center field, but as a fan, as a ball player, you wish there was a little more wind in the park today with the hot temperatures. Now the break-even two. Slider below the zone, and Brian Salgado ends a 1-2-3 second with his first strikeout of the night. A much cleaner second inning for Brian. And a 1-0 contest carries to the bottom of the second when we return. It'll be Whitaker, Rivas, and Ramirez batting for the first time on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
For the Brian Hunter T-shirt toss. She was singing in my ear, you would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat. Oh, conversation, yeah.
On the mound for the Wood Ducks, Emiliano Diotto. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the shortstop, number 8, Tyler Whitaker.
The bottom of the second inning is underway, and Tyler Whitaker bats for the first time against Emiliano Diotto. First pitch is a fastball down and inside. He's going to that heat about 80% of the time today. There's not been a lot of breaking balls or off speed thrown by Tioto in the early going as he winds and throws to Whitaker, and a ground ball is squared up towards the middle of the diamond, played by Cam Cauley behind the second base bag, and he throws over to first in time to get Whitaker. He timed that pitch up perfectly to throw as many fastballs as Tioto is right now, and most of these Fayetteville hitters are going to be coming to the plate looking for it. Whitaker rolls out, though, for the first out of the second inning. And here's the lefty, Rainier Rivas, Fayetteville left fielder tonight. Tioto kicks and delivers and misses down and outside with 97. He needed 25 pitches to get through his first inning of work, a couple more than Salgado needed. Leg kick and throw is just a little bit low and inside on Rivas. Two balls and no strikes. Rainier Rivas coming in batting 176 over 23 games. He has 3 home runs and 11 driven in. Here's the pitch, and he was late getting to a fastball and dipped the back shoulder. Pulled the head as well and was swinging for that 357-foot marker in right center field. 2-1. Tioto pitches, and Rivas grounds one left side. Paniagua shifted over from third with the pickup, and he throws on to first to get Rivas. So a pair of ground outs and 2 quick outs for Emiliano Tioto.
That's the thing with Rivas. It seems like he's just kind of a little bit behind that fastball. Once he's able to get his hands ahead of it, I think it's going to do a world of good for him. Just being able to start pulling the ball. We've talked about the power he has when he's able to square it up. He starts pulling the ball, it's going to go a long way.
And Yuris Ramirez bats with nobody on base and 2 away in the second inning. Woodpeckers trailing the Wood Ducks 1-0. First pitch called strike. The pitch, oh man. Ramirez a little late, fouling one off. 100 miles an hour flashing on that video board. And it's been all fastballs. Don't believe there's been one slider or off speed thrown in this inning by Tioto. A deep breath, steps back, kicks and pitches, and misses high to Ramirez. Here's Ramirez trying to turn his season series against the Wood Ducks around. Over 5 games between Kinston and here, he's just 1-for-15 against Wood Ducks pitching. See if tonight he can tell a different tale. 1-2 offering, swings and misses, and one down to the dirt. And that did look like an off-speed from Tioto, ending a 1-2-3 inning. So both starting pitchers with much cleaner second innings. They both retire the sides in order. And we play the third next with the Wood Ducks leading 1-0 here in downtown Fayetteville on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
You've won a tumbler and drink tickets courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. Show us those tumblers. You never change. So cool. Someday you'll pay the price, I know. I've seen it before, it happens all the time. You're closing the door, you leave the world behind. You're digging for gold, you're throwing away a fortune. Segra provides Segra Stadium with free public Wi-Fi. Log on now by selecting hashtag GoSegra. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Bryant Salgado. Leading off the top of the third inning for the Wood Ducks, the designated hitter, number 18, Alejandro.
Woodpeckers on the offensive end go down in order in the bottom of the second inning. We play top three, 1-0 Wood Ducks, and Bryant Salgado is out on the mound facing the top of the Wood Ducks order. His very first pitch is framed on the outside, just missed, a fastball 1-0 on Alejandro Osuna. Only run on his home run in the first. To take you through the play-by-play for the next couple of innings, here is Colin Casey.
Thank you, Andrew. And Andrew and Osuna hits one out towards left field. This one shading towards the line. Rainier Rivas is under it. Makes the catch, and this time Osuna is retired with a fly out to left. So Salgado is now retired five batters in a row. Daniel Mateo will try to turn things around for the plate. 0-1 today with a ground out. Went 0-5 yesterday with his only time on base through a fielder's choice. So tough start to the series for Downey's two-hitter. And he hits this one on the ground towards short. Charging Whitaker plucks it, fires, and it's wide, and one hops into the Woodpeckers' dugout. So Mateo will get second base in addition to reaching. And that'll put a runner in scoring position with only one out. And charge that one an E6 to Whitaker.
Whitaker has made that play a time or two this year. It's one of the harder plays the shortstop has to make, coming forward like that, throwing across the body. And that one just got a little wild on Whitaker. And he's still getting reps at that spot as a pro, played it a lot during his high school years at Bishop Gorman, but eventually that play will become a little more natural feeling to him.
So here is Marcus Smith, singled and stole second in his first at-bat, watches a called strike one. Smith, the right fielder out there, as I mentioned before, second in the Carolina League in stolen, as well as just about anybody in that lineup. Salgado comes home with a breaking ball, and that one is in the dirt as Mateo is actually at third base.
Yeah, stole third, and I think it was a little miscommunication. Nobody was holding him on at second, and he just took off.
So the infield comes in for Fayetteville as there's a called strike from Salgado. So once again, the Wood Ducks using their speed to their advantage. They weren't afraid to run in yesterday's game. Had a number of stolen bases. The 2-1 from Salgado, and Smith watches a close pitch called for a ball. So the count now 3-1. Maximo Acosta waiting on deck, number 12 prospect in the Rangers system. Salgado, the former Oregon State Beaver, with the 3-1. Line drive into center field, that'll fall for a base hit. Picked up by Cerny, but not before Daniel Mateo crosses home plate. And Down East has doubled their lead. It's 2-0.
Yeah, and if Marcus Smith can start doing that a little bit more consistently in the middle of the Down East order, that's what's going to really help make them competitive in the second half. He's a guy that batted just 120 in May, sub-200 on the year, 206 in June, but it's 2-for-2 tonight. One of the better games already that he's had at the plate this season, getting on with singles in both of his at-bats.
Breaking ball from Salgado to Acosta misses down and away. So they end up giving Daniel Mateo an infield single and then call it an E6 that he advanced on with the throw going into the dugout. 1-0 runner going. Big cut by Acosta, and he pops it straight up and out of play. So Woodpeckers will play from behind once again. Fell behind 2-0 in yesterday's game in the top of the fifth before answering with a run, but after that, Down East rattled off 7 in a row to run away with the series opener. Acosta awaits the 1-1, and he smashes this one foul off to the right. Salgado out of Oregon State, his former alma mater prior to joining that Beavers program, was San Jacinto Junior College down in Houston. His pitching coach in Houston actually was hired this week to become the new pitching coach at the University of Texas. So clearly learning from some of the best at the college level, and it's translated here into the minor leagues as that one is chopped foul by Acosta. Woody Williams announced as the new pitching coach. That was 4 days ago at the start of the month. Spent 6 seasons with San Jacinto. So he will be coaching down in the Big 12, seeing some of the more talented arms in the entire NCAA. The 1-2. Misses low. It gets away from Guillamo. He can't find it. It's all the way to the backstop as Smith trots to second base. So that one will most likely be a wild pitch, but Guillamo just never saw it after it went past him.
Yeah, that was an odd one. It might have hit the foot of Chad Patterson, the home plate umpire, and then gotten away because Guillamo thought it was underneath him or it got tied up with the umpire and it ended up being at the backstop.
So another runner in scoring position for Down East. The 2-2 is chopped to third. Williams picks it, throws, and is able to get Costa while keeping Marcus Smith at second base for out number two. So once again, Salgado, after giving up the run early in the inning, has been able to, and now he'll face Yosi Galan to try to get out of the inning with just the one run allowed. Galan did not play yesterday, drew a walk in his first plate appearance of the series. Righty awaits the first pitch and ropes it down the left field line. That is a foul ball. Landed in the grass about a foot to the left of that chalk. Galan now hitting .233 on the season. Up there in the home run chase, 10 home runs on the year, 25 RBIs. Marcus Smith at second with two down in the inning. 2-0 lead for the Wood Ducks. Salgado with the 0-1. Slider just off the plate. That was pitch number 53 from Brian Salgado. Now the 1-1. Another breaking ball, same spot, just off the plate. Woodpeckers trying to stop a season-long 5-game losing streak. Second 5-gamer they've had this season. A spin and a throw to second. It crosses up the second baseman, Lo Perfido. Glances off his glove and dribbles about 5 feet away, but no advance from Smith, who had to dive back. He was really far off the bag. And a good throw and good reception from Lo Perfido. He might have been out.
Yeah, timing was just a split second off there, Colin. Salgado spun around, and I don't think Lo Perfido was quite ready to break to the bag, and that's what led him to dropping the ball.
2-1, wave and a miss. And holding on to it was Guillamo. I think he was just trying to run Smith back to the bag. He kind of charged out from behind the plate. 2-2 count. Second of 6 games of this series. The only series this year with a Monday game followed by a day off Tuesday and then 5 in a row. Breaking ball just upstairs, and the count is now full. Woodpeckers will wrap up this series before they head out on the road to Myrtle Beach. And then the All-Star break, 4 days off for a three-game road trip in Kannapolis. 3-2 pitches swung on and missed on a breaking ball from Salgado. DeLon goes down on strikes to end the inning. The second strikeout for Salgado, but not before Downeast picks up another run. They lead it 2-0 after 2.5 from Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka. T. Bright has our doggos down on the concourse. Shake it away, T.
All right, everybody. It is time for our dog show. I got my man here. What's up, Doug? It's my partner in crime, but don't tell nobody, all right? All right, here we go. We've got our dogs here. You know how this works. You vote for your favorite one, and then they're going to come back during the sixth inning, and we're going to see who won. Dog number one. This is Chili Dog. Chili Dog is a dachshund. Hey, Chili Dog. Dog number two, his name is Pants, and Pants is a great pair of knees right here. Dog number three is also a great pair of knees, and his name is Samson. And dog number four is Coco. Coco is an American Staffordshire Terrier. What's up, Coco? All right, so those are your choices, one through four. Check out the QR code that's going to be on the screen. Put your votes in, and let's see who will win in the sixth inning, all right? Back to you, Ray. You were made to
live a good life, and that's what I believe. Fans, to vote for your favorite dog, scan the QR code on the screen. We'll announce our winner later in the sixth inning. Yeah, I like to walk before you run. What you never got, gotta do something that you never got. Go get your blessing. Go get it. It's your time. Back on the mound for the Wood Ducks, Emiliano Teodo. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the catcher, number four, Freddie Guillamo.
Home half of the third from Segra Stadium, 2-0. The visiting Downeast Wood Ducks lead the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Colin Casey alongside Andrew Chapman on this hot Wednesday night from downtown Fayetteville. Fastball from Emiliano Teodo, which we've seen almost exclusively in this ball game, registered at 100 miles an hour on the video board, misses up and away to Freddie Guillamo, the catcher, who's hitting 142 on the season. And another high fastball laid off by Guillamo. Five home runs, 13 runs driven in for Freddie out of La Romana, Dominican Republic. Swing and a miss. Back to the fastball goes Teodo. Woodpeckers still looking for their first hit of the ball game. Couple of walks drawn against the hard-throwing right-hander, and there's a fastball in tight. Guillamo, one pitch away from drawing their third. Guillamo back to splitting time with Palma behind the plate now that Palma has recovered from his injury as Freddie chops one foul off towards the third baseline. Now the new dilemma with Victor Miskai has been banged up, injured in the previous home series against Augusta. I believe that was actually against Kannapolis towards the end of that series. Has not played since then. So there's a bit of a hole at first base. That's where Palma is today. 3-2 is fouled off by Guillamo, trying to drive that pitch count up on Teodo. Downeast would love it. They got one from Gavin Collier yesterday as Guillamo hits one in the air, shallow left field. Gallan coming in, makes the grab as he calls off the shortstop Acosta for the first out at the bottom of the third. Five in a row retired now by Teodo as Cody Orr will get his second opportunity of the evening. Orr flew out to right field. Still looking for his first hit of the series, now 0-6. From the windup, here is Teodo's first offering. Breaking ball, skips in. Light starting to come on from Segra. Sun definitely not completely set. Got about another hour until darkness fully envelops North Carolina. Fouled off by Orr. It's a 1-1 count. And now as we're past 4th of July weekend, won't see as many lights up in the sky. The whole town was full of fireworks over the 3rd and 4th. Or with a swing and a miss, 1-2. Teodo, the 21-year-old, comes home. Fastball, half swing, swung on and missed again. Triple digits on the video board, and Orr is down on strikes. Fourth strikeout for Teodo. It's 2 up, 2 down. Fayetteville still trying to get that offensive rhythm back. They struggled throughout most of the first game. Got one run in the fifth and two in the ninth, but outside of that, not a whole lot. Just 5 hits total in the ball game. Cerny takes strike one. Bit of a similar issue that we saw from Fayetteville at the start of the first half of the season. There's a called strike two. That was Teodo's changeup at 91. Some of the norm nowadays, see a lot of guys throwing a changeup minimum at 88, 89. Just how the game is today. So many guys that can throw triple digits consistently. Used to be such a rarity in the sport. 0-2, and a fastball misses low and goes all the way to the backstop. Wood Ducks come in 6-4 in the second half. Fayetteville just 2-8. Both these teams still looking to get a second half division title and qualify for the postseason. The 1-2. Fastball, and Cerny chops it. Third base sign. This will go as a swinging bunt. No throw for Teodo. And Cerny has reached base for the second time, using his speed to leg out an infield single.
Well, I didn't know this video board, Colin, was capable of registering 101. And that's not an exact, but it's a ballpark estimate. He's really got to throw it hard to make that register. And we just saw 101 flash up there. You're basically swinging when it comes out of the hand if you're Cerny, and you'll take whatever you can get on a swing like that, at a pitch like that, and it's an infield dribble single.
Joey Loperfido chops one foul. Put it in perspective, a 95-mile-an-hour fastball travels from the pitcher's mound to home plate in 0.3 seconds, which is a shorter time period than the blink of an eye. Tells you all you need to know. Cerny on the move. Fastball misses outside the slide, and Cerny is in safely. He's got his second stolen base of the night. Got a great jump. Mahler had a good pitch to throw down on outside with the lefty Loperfido on the other side, but just too much speed from the Woodpeckers center fielder. He's in scoring position now with two away and a 1-1 count to Loperfido. Teodo with a look at second. Now he fires, and Loperfido rips this one into the right center field gap. This one will roll all the way to the wall, and in comes Cerny from second. Loperfido not stopping at second base. He's heading into third. He slides. He's got a triple. The ball gets away, and it ends up in the dugout. Loperfido will be awarded home, and just like that, the Woodpeckers have tied the ball game on a crazy play. It's 2-2.
Well, Teodo hooked a slider that Joey Loperfido met in the middle of the zone, and he squared that ball up perfectly. It'd be tough to adjust to the off-speed, even 91, when Teodo's throwing 100-mile-per-hour pitches, but Loperfido got a good one to hit. And then with the aggressive base running, you force the Wood Ducks infield to rush a throw, and Cam Colley shorted Paniagua, rolled right up the arm and down the... That works like an inside-the-park two-run homer with the air.
Goes in the books as an RBI triple. Loperfido's second of the season. And then the error, which I'm not sure if it'll be a throwing or a fielding one, but Justin Williams, the batter now, swings and misses. It's 1-1. That's Loperfido's 36th RBI of the season.
I believe the relay man was Cam Colley, Colin, and since he shorted the throw, he'll probably get hit with an E4, unless it was Acosta, but... I think it was Colley.
That makes sense. Williams, 1-2 count. Drew a walk his first time up. Theodo with the pitch. Goes back to that fastball. Misses upstairs. The Woodpeckers were looking for some offense, and they got it in one big play from their top hitter as far as average goes. Breaking ball misses low. Count is now full. Okrafito has just been the most consistent man in this lineup that has been with the team since day one. Three balls, two strikes the count. Theodo comes home. Fastball low. And Williams has drawn his second walk of the ball game. That is the third surrender by Theodo as his catcher, Moeller, comes out to talk with him. A little bit of a two-out rally for Fayetteville. First two batters retired, and three in a row have reached. Two home in the inning. And Miguel Palma coming up.
Well, it has felt like the Theodo has almost been overthrowing that fastball a bit in this third inning. And the stadium radar gun's telling you that. He's consistently flashing 100, even 101. Now, he might be sacrificing a little bit of the control as a result of that. So we'll see if he tries to ease off the fastball a little bit. That's something to catch. The Theodo's going a little too hard out there.
And he skips the first pitch about 5 feet in front of the plate. It goes to the backstop, and Williams is up to second base. That was an attempt at a breaking ball, I think, but yeah, he just spiked it.
On top of that, though, Colin, in this third, you have the situational hitting that has really been the troubling point for Fayetteville the last week or so, going back to the Carolina series. Two out base hits and gets the pitcher a little jittery out there.
Palma lays off 2-0, and immediately coming out of the dugout after that pitch missed was pitching coach Dimitri Kokoris. So Theodo, who is on cruise control for the first 2 2/3, is reeling out there on the mound. Fayetteville tying the ball game at two thanks to the two-out swinging bunt single from Logan Cerny. The RBI triple from Loperfido, who scored on a ball going into the dugout. Justin Williams draws a walk and ends up in scoring position thanks to a wild pitch. Theodo all of a sudden just can't find the strike zone with a fastball that had been working for him over the course of the last couple innings.
Yeah, when you're a guy like Theodo that can hit triple digits, then you have confidence that at this level of baseball, you can get yourself out of pretty much any situation, which is velocity alone. But Teodo's realizing that he might be forcing it a little bit here. Since the two quick outs he got, he gave up the Cerny single, that little dribbler, and then he's just been trying to blow fastballs by guys to get himself into the dugout. It's hot down there. No doubt he's feeling the fatigue of that a bit. And so I think he's just trying to rush things a little bit, and it's gotten him into some trouble.
2-0 to Palma. Goes with a breaking ball, and Palma goes after it for strike one. A little surprised that Palma didn't have the take sign on after a couple of pitches that didn't come particularly close to the strike zone. But he digs back into the batter's box. Williams at second, 2-1. Another breaking ball down low for that one, so you wonder if maybe part of the conversation was to utilize that breaking ball a bit more instead of exclusively going to the fastball. We'll see what Theodo goes with on 2-2. The pitch. And Palma chops a changeup foul. This will be his 65th pitch, as there is an arm getting loose now in the Wood Ducks bullpen. 2-2. Waved at and missed, and Palma goes down on strikes for the second time. So the Woodpeckers strand a runner at second base, but not before an RBI triple from Joey Loperfido, in which he scored on with an error, ties the ball game at two after three innings from Segra Stadium. You're tuned in right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Come come close now, let me tell you a lie. Wow,
extremely grateful to have wonderful season ticket members who support the Woodpeckers year in and year out. Every game this season, we'll randomly select one lucky season ticket member to be our Hutchins High Performance Season Ticket Member of the Game. This individual will take home a prize courtesy of Hutchins Law Firm. Tonight's High Performance Season Ticket Member of the Game is Greg Allen. Congratulations, Greg, and thank you for being a season ticket member.
Not ashamed to say, it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow? And if you threw a party, invited everyone, well, you would see the biggest gift would be for me, and the card attached would say thank you.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Bryant Salgado. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Wood Ducks, the second baseman, number 8, Cam Cawley.
Ryan Salgado heads back out on the mound with a brand new ball game in Fayetteville. The Wood Ducks 2, the Woodpeckers also 2, as first pitch is fouled straight back by Cam Cawley. Count 0-1. Salgado so far has given up a pair of earned runs. Surrendered 4 hits through 3 innings. But again, just seemingly finds his way to get into ball games in which he has a shot at getting the victory. Chopper to short, and Whitaker can't come up with it. Ball eats him up, and Cawley is safe at first to begin the inning.
It's been a tough play today for Whitaker. Those ground balls coming in. First one, he was let off the hook scoring-wise on a play that would have been close down at first, ruled a hit, but that'll probably get him slapped with an E6 tonight.
Bit of a learning curve for him. He spent a lot of time in right field the first couple of months of the season, but he's gotten more and more reps at short. First pitch is up and away to Ian Moeller. Bit of a start and stop over at first from Cawley. It is an E6, second error of the ball game from Whitaker. The infield now at double play depth. Throw over from Salgado. Cawley back with a dive. Ian Moeller flew out to left field to begin the second in his first at-bat. Hitting just 146 on the season. This is a Downey's team that has not hit the ball pretty well for it. Fastball evens the count 1-1. Of course, they jump all over the Fayetteville, though, in the opener of the series. Put up 9 runs on 12 hits. So maybe trying to turn a corner here in the second half of the season, become a better hitting team, as Salgado short arms a breaking ball, 2-1. It's a great thing about minor league baseball. Second half is a brand new opportunity for a team that generally looks a lot different than they did on opening day. With all the transactions that takes place, of course you have the Major League Draft coming in 11 days on top of that. So a lot of movement at this point in the season as Mahler hits another one out towards left field. Trotting in is Rivas under it, makes the grab for the first out. Treating to first is Cawley. That'll bring up Abby Ortiz, who he's no stranger to big swings against the Woodpeckers this season. Hit a walk-off home run in the first series between these two teams, with his team trailing at the time. Ortiz hit 209 on the season, 5 home runs total, 18 driven in. Salgado working from the stretch. First pitch is ripped down the right field line, and that one glances off the protective netting out of play. Weather remains clear. Fair skies. Sun continues to go down, but as of now, nothing imminent. runner going. Fastball inside to Ortiz, and Guillamo's not even going to throw down as Colley swipes second. So that puts another runner in scoring position. Third time in four innings that Down East has put a runner on second base. All of them thanks to stolen bases. This is down and away with pitch number 66. So you wonder how much longer his line will be. Could just be a four-inning outing for him tonight. Fastball down and away, and it's 3-1 to Ortiz. Was an arm up in the Woodpeckers bullpen, and yeah, there is someone throwing now. So, looks like the goal for Salgado is just to get through this fourth inning and keep the ball game tied at two. The 3-1. Fastball, outside corner for strike two. Ortiz flipped the bat. He thought he had ball four, but he's called back by home plate umpire Chad Patterson. Full count, nine-hitter Junior Paniagua waits on deck. One away in the top of the fourth. Salgado fires. Breaking ball, check swing, did he go? The appeal to the field umpire, Elliot Melton, says he held up, and that will be ball four. Second time that Salgado has walked a batter, and that makes it now five straight outings for Salgado that he's walked multiple batters. In the meantime, pitching coach John Kovalik makes a slow walk out to the mound to talk with his right-hander.
A couple times now, John Kovalik has had to go out there tonight to chat with Bryant. Did so in the first inning and really helped calm things down. He was out there after the first three batters of the game. And then Salgado was able to settle in, get a couple of outs, did walk a man, but see if this can help calm down Bryant as well. Of course, he has Cam Colley on second base. That's an E6 runner, so that would be an unearned run work to come around and cross on Salgado. Kovalik offering a little encouragement to Salgado, but also giving some time for that bullpen to continue throwing.
Colley got to second after reaching on the error and stealing his 17th bag of the season. And Mahler then flew out, walked just moments ago from Ortiz. Junior Paniagua, chance to retake the lead for Down East. One out, two on in the inning. First pitch from Salgado, locates a slider on the outside half. Paniagua with a .230 average, just one home run, so not known for his power. The 0-1, breaking ball, he's way out in front of it, strike two. Kind of similar to what we saw in the top half of the inning. Teodo, after the mound visit, started going to that breaking ball more, and Salgado doing much of the same. See if he goes back to it a third time. Salgado comes set. The 0-2. Breaking ball, chopped left side, tough play for Williams. He charges, throws on the run, and it's just in time to get Paniagua. Close play, but he got him by a couple of inches. In the meantime, Colley up to third, Ortiz at second, but a huge second out on a great play by Justin Williams.
Very close play, and Palma with a last-minute stretch. That might have been the difference. Palma can't stretch as far as Victor Mascai, who can go into the full split, but he's got enough flexibility to make that one happen.
Alejandro Osuna, the leadoff man, steps in for the third time tonight. Takes a ball down low. Led off the ball game with a solo shot to dead center before flying out to left back in the third. He's got a couple of ducks on the pond, no pun intended. And he rips one fouled straight back to even the count. That was Ozuna's seventh home run of the season. Pitch number 75 coming from Salgado. So any batter could be his last at this point. Breaking ball, late swing from Ozuna. He gets just a piece of it, 1-2. Decent Wednesday night crowd here. Not matching the 4th of July crowd, but that'll be a tough one to match the rest of the year. 6,482 two nights ago celebrating the holiday at Segra Stadium. Ortiz stays alive, fouls one straight back. Largest crowd in the history of Segra Stadium. That was much of the case throughout the Carolina League with everybody in action. The 1-2. Swung on and missed. Ozuna chased one down and away. He strikes out. Salgado gets out of the jam unscathed. Strands a couple of runners in scoring position. Head to the home half of the fourth. Still a 2-2 ball game from Segra Stadium.
Trivia presented by Wake Research. T. Bright has our contestant down on the dugout. Take it away, T.
Omega Phi Psi in the building. What's up? Stop, Omega Psi Phi. I'm sorry. In the building.
Are you?
All right, there we go. Okay, here it is. It's Name the Dog Trivia. You've got to tell us who the famous dog is, and you guys can help him out, all right? You ready? All right, let's do it. Okay, which famed movie dog traveled to Oz? Oh, okay, and walked the yellow brick. Okay.
Toto.
Okay, I thought it was going to be multiple choice. No? It's not? Yeah, okay. Oh, it's not. Okay, good. Okay, you were right, Toto. What is the name of Emily Elizabeth?
Clifford.
Yeah, that's right. It's the only big red dog we know, right? Okay, yes, you know that one. Okay, what film about a giant St. Bernard spawned 7 sequels and a television series? Oh, you know this one too.
Oh. Beethoven.
That's not what I was thinking, but okay, let's go with that one. Yeah, okay. Is that it? We got one more? Oh, that's it. All right, let's give it up for Steve and Andre, guys. Way to go. Way to go.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
While the party was nice, the party was pumping. Back on the mound for the Wood Ducks, Emiliano Tiondo. Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, the shortstop, number 8, Tyler Whitaker.
Last year's third round draft pick for Houston, Tyler Whitaker steps into the batter's box to begin the bottom of the fourth inning. Score tied 2-2 in Fayetteville. First pitch from Emiliano Tiondo out for his fourth inning of work, misses just inside. Whitaker grounded out his first time up, but has been able to put the ball in play in all of his at-bats so far in the series. Swung on and missed, 1-1. Had the RBI triple into the right center field gap in last night's game. So that's back-to-back games that Fayetteville has recorded a triple with Lo Perfido's last inning. There's a towering pop-up, right side, Ortiz coming over, long run, but this one will make its way into the first row of seats, clangs off the railing just outside the dugout. Ground screw relaxing out over in that mini patio just next to the...
They put in some extra work today.
Yes, they
with
did.
The heat today.
Changeup swung on and missed, and Whitaker goes down on strikes. Moves to 0-2 on the night. That is strikeout number 5 now. Pardon me, number 6 for Tiondo. With one away, Rainier Rivas will look to get the inning started. Went 0-1, grounded out in his first at-bat in the second inning. That ball is chopped foul. Went 1-4 yesterday. Also had an RBI in the ninth inning. He drove home Whitaker. Theodo with the 0-1. Breaking ball, and that one skipped in the dirt. Ends up past the catcher Moeller to the backstop. Two runs on four hits and an error so far from down east. Two runs on two hits and two errors committed by the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 1-1. That changeup is at the letters for strike two. Infield shifted on Rivas with the shortstop Acosta playing close to the second base bag. And Rivas way in front of the breaking ball. Strikes out swinging. That's out number two. Three consecutive strikeouts now for Teodo.
Yeah, and Steve Mintz might have had thoughts about taking Teodo out of the game during that third inning where he was struggling to get the final out, but now he's made the decision a little more difficult for his manager to yank him. There is a righty throwing out there in the bullpen for down east. It's number 21, Nick Lockhart, Virginia native.
Hard hit ball from Yaris Ramirez, first base side, but coming way off the bag to make the play is Ortiz, who underhands it to the pitcher, Teodo, in a lightning quick 1-2-3, bottom of the fourth inning. Fayetteville unable to follow up their two runs in the third. On to the fifth, still a 2-2 ball game from Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
This Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 37, Christian Mejias. Leading off the top of the fifth inning for the Wood Ducks, the center fielder, number 20, Daniel Mateo.
On to the fifth from Fayetteville. Delgado's night is over after four innings. The first pitch from the new arm from Fayetteville is up and over everything to the backstop for ball one. It's Christian Mejias, the right-hander. And to tell you about him, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you, Colin. Fayetteville got both runs back in the bottom of the third on an RBI triple and error from Joey Loperfido. Mejias, after the wild one, settles down and throws a fastball that's fouled away by Mateo. And it's one ball and one strike. Mateo, Smith, and Acosta working through the heart of the order. Third time through now. The first time facing Mejias is a two-hopper. Is hit out towards short. Whitaker backhands it at his shoulders. Throw to first, and Palma just kept the toe on first base. He stretches and reels it in for out number one of the fifth. And a nice play on both sides. Whitaker playing that ball in a tough hop. He had to find his spot deep in the hole at short and then deliver a long throw trying to avoid his second error of the game. And Palma able to save that throwing error. He's barely keeping his position. Brings up Marcus Smith. 2-2 tie game as Mejias winds and delivers. First pitch slider creeps to the bottom of the strike zone and it's called strike one on Smith. Mejias is 3-1. with a 2.77 ERA. He's pitching in his 10th game and 5th out of the bullpen. And pitch ran inside. Looked like it clipped somebody. I guess the shin guard of Guillamo. 1-1. And Mejias, 39 and a third total innings of work this year. He's given up 12 earned runs, only 3 home runs, 14 walks, and 47 strikeouts. Here's the pitch. A backdoor slider. I guess that was actually the changeup there from Mejias around the outside corner. 1-2. Smith has started his night perfect. The plate, 2-for-2. Here's the pitch. Swings, lines it to second base, and Joey Loperfido almost knocked down by that line drive, able to snare it at his left shoulder. That one had him falling back on his heels. Probably about 100 miles an hour coming off the bat from Mateo. And there's the second out for Mejias. 2 quick ones.
Yeah, Mejias coming in, the de facto team leader in ERA, 2.77 on the year, at least out of guys who have pitched a decent amount.
Palma makes a nifty move, sliding and plucking that ball off of the dirt, running to the bag, and he's made a couple of nice plays tonight to save base hits up the first baseline. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Christian Mejias. Defense helps him out big in that inning. And we go to the bottom of the 5th inning. Halfway through it tonight, deadlock 2-2 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
What's your guess? Which one is it? This Wood Ducks pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. If you're in the game for the Wood Ducks, number 21, Nick Lockhart. Inning for the Woodpeckers. The catcher, number 4, Freddie Guillamo.
Two tied game in downtown Fayetteville, Segra Stadium. Game 2 of this 6-game series. Freddie Guillamo leading off against the new down east right-hander. Nick Lockhart misses outside with the first pitch slider. And it's 1-0 count to Guillamo. He'll be followed by the top of the order, Cody Orr and Logan Cerny. Guillamo 0-for-1 with a flyout to left field. Swings away and pops it up. This will exit the infield, right side, shallow right. Smith coming forward. The right fielder calls off the right side of his infield and makes the grab. Marcus Smith has made a couple of catches out there today, and I don't think he's kept the ball cap on his head for any of them. It has gone flying off on every occasion. Guillamo adds a flyout to right to his total. He's 0-for-2, and here's the leadoff man, Cody Orr. This will be the third time through the Fayetteville lineup card. The very tall Nick Lockhart, 6'6", throws a fastball home, and Orr reluctantly cuts through it. It's 0-1 on Orr. Lockhart 1-1 record. He has a 5.26 ERA and pitches out of the down east bullpen for the 17th time this year. At the belt, he throws and pumps in a fastball strike at 93. 0-2 quickly on Cody Orr. He struck out his last time in the third, facing Emiliano Teodo, who goes 4 innings in today's start. won't factor into the decision. Neither will Fayetteville starter Brian Salgado. Up and away, fastball from Lockhart, and it's 1-2. 26 even innings of work now for Lockhart following the flyout. He's given up just 2 home runs, 15 earned runs in total, 11 walks and 32 strikeouts. His 1-2 pitch is swung on and lifted out to left along the line. Gallon chasing it over, gets to the chalk, and as he crosses into foul territory, makes the catch and stumbled over the wall nearly. McCody, a fly out to left, more than a foul out. I think that ball was caught right on top of the line in fair territory. So Moore, he falls to 0-3, flies out for the second time. And here's Logan Cerny with 2 quick outs. He'll try and get on base. He has twice today. Both times he's been up to the plate. A walk and a single. And he scored on that low Perfetto RBI triple that tied the game in the bottom of the third. There was a throwing error that kicked away from Paniagua at third base, granted Lo Perfetto the plate, and he came on to make it 2-2. Changeup ducks below the zone. It's 78. 1-1 on Cerny. Lockhart in his second full season with Down East after spending all of 2021 with the club. Here's the pitch. It is a fastball framed on the inside. Didn't get the call, and it's 2-1. Last year he made 13 appearances. They experimented with him as a starter just a couple of times, 2 starts, and pitched 29 and two-thirds total innings. 2-1 offering. Cerny chases a slider down and away. I think he's barking at himself a little bit after extending outside of the zone on that one. And that's the swing right there that Cerny had been able to kind of get away from after a tough April and May. Lay off those low and outside breaking balls. 2-2, ramps it up. High fastball gets him swinging. And Nick Lockhart works a 1-2-3 fifth. Downey's pitching is combined to now retire 7 in a row going back to the third inning. And we remain tied 2-2 after 5 tonight. It is the 5-6-7 of the Downey's Order coming up to face Christian Mejias when we return to our ballgame on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and MILB.TV.
Assigned to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and deployed in support of Operation Enduring Freedom in 2012, where he served for 10 months. Upon redeployment, he was assigned to the 2501st PIR for 5 years. He's currently assigned as a communications NCO with Alpha Company, 91st Civil Affairs Battalion. Hear it for Staff Sergeant Antonio Beavers. Thank you for your service.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Christian Mejias. Leading off the top of the sixth inning for the Wood Ducks, the left fielder, number 28, Yossi Gallon.
Christian Mejias went 1-2-3 in the top of the fifth. He's back out there for the sixth and throws a first pitch fastball shoulder level to Yossi Gallon at 94 miles an hour and begins the Down East 5 hitter in a 1-0 count. Working quick, the pitch, and a changeup misses low. So too high, too low on Gallon. 2 balls, no strikes. Mejias coming behind Brian Salgado today. The Fayetteville starter went 4 innings. High heater, and Gallon ripping underneath it, 2-1. Salgado goes 4, gives up 4 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, 2 walks, and 3 Ks on 79 pitches. He is a fastball a little outside.
this is a shot of redemption, really, for Mejias. Back on May 29th in Down East, he got hit around pretty hard. Gave up four earned runs, five hits, was taken yard.
Galan swinging a little early on Mejias' slider, just able to pop it behind home plate.
It's actually the last time he lost, and his only loss this season coming against Down East.
It's been a good year for Mejias coming off of Tommy John surgery. 3-2 offering. Galan thought about it, held the hands, and a pitch missed outside. One of Mejias' harder fastballs today, 96. Might have sacrificed a little control for the velocity. And as Galan strolls up the first baseline, Mejias takes his glove off, hunches over behind the mound, grabs that rosin bag, and powders up not only his hand, but also his wrist and forearm area, trying to just dry off some of that sweat that can leak down into the hand. And now he faces righty Cam Cauley. The pitch, high fastball, 1-0. The middle infield has realigned. Lo Perfido is towards the middle of the diamond. Whitaker about straight up at short, and you have Williams playing shallow right now. Down East did try and get sneaky on Monday, dropping a couple of bunts, so you have to keep that in mind right now. Short leadoff of first, the pitch to Cauley is a down and in fastball. 1-0, and make it 2-0, the count to Cauley. That walk was the first given up by Mejias. Ends a stretch of five straight batters retired between he and Salgado. And the third walk by Fanville pitching. Cauley reached on a throwing error by Whitaker at short back in the fourth inning. The pitch is a little outside. 3-0.
I haven't seen this too much. Control issues from Mejias. Had a couple in his last outing, but really he's kept that in check for most of the better part of the last 6 weeks.
Throw home, and a comeback strike makes it 3-1. Yeah, you really, Colin, have to go back to Mejias' days in the DSL, the Fox in the command. Ever since the 2019 season, even 2018, he's been a strike thrower. He figured that out pretty early in his pro career. 3-1 pitch, runner on the move. It's high, and Galan slides into second, but he could have walked his way down. That's a base on balls for Cauley as he makes it to first. And Ian Muller will bat, but Christian Mejias in the DSL back in 2017, sample size of just over 50 innings. He had 40 strikeouts, 24 walks. You take that compared to now, last year before the TJ surgery, 21 Ks, 5 walks. This year, 47 strikeouts and 16 walks. So he's really improved that walk-to-strikeout ratio since he was a young teenager beginning his pro career. Played his very first games in 2016, right after signing internationally, and then got his first full season of work in the DSL in 2017, came to the States in 2018. John Kubalik, he's getting his steps in today.
Yeah,
he's got his the Fitbit on the wrist. He's completing the rings today, John Kubalik. He's been walking back and forth between that dugout and mound, sensing that Mejias has lost a little bit of the control here after he missed on the first one to Muller. And John Kubalik has a couple of words as well for the home plate umpire Chad Patterson as he walks across the first baseline.
Still going.
Let's see if Mejias can focus in here after a couple of walks and 1-0 count on Muller.
Last time we saw at home, John Kovalik have a couple of words on the way back to the dugout going out to the mound. He just went straight down the hallway because he was ejected.
The 1-0 pitch. Outside to Muller. Two balls and no strikes. Christian Mejias has only thrown three strikes in this inning. Fly, first base side, but that will drift its way towards the Avex Club, over the club, onto the roof. It's a souvenir for someone hanging out on Maiden Lane, right outside the ballpark. 2-1 count on Muller, the Down East catcher who has flied out twice to Rainier Rivas out in left field. First and second, nobody out, 2-2 game. Pitch to Muller is cued off the end of the bat and trickles foul over towards the first base dugout. 2-2 count on Muller. comes into this at bat at just 145. A couple of home runs. OPS at 539. Mejias works right from the middle of that rubber. Peeks to second, makes two looks that way, throws home, got him looking. Change up was right over the heart of the plate. Tough one to look at for Mueller. That's a third strike he'll want back. And my guess is he was looking fastball, got off speed. And Christian Mejias picks up his first strike out of the night and his first out of this sixth inning.
That's a big out to get going into the bottom third of the order. Got Mueller looking, and all you just need to do is generate a ground ball. He could potentially be out of this inning, but time to go right after these guys instead of trying to, you know, nibble in the corners like you did the first couple of batters of the inning.
Here's the pitch on the outside corner. Now, Abimelech Ortiz, Abby, as most of his teammates call him, is the eighth hitter today, but don't be fooled. He has been a cornerstone piece for the Wood Ducks in this season series. The pitch for Mejias, a swing and a broken bat flare out to second base. That'll stay on the infield, and Joey Loperfido, he dropped the ball. I think he dropped the ball because he didn't see the infield fly called by the umpiring crew. There was no indication of the infield fly rule just because the ball wasn't hit to a certain height, but I believe the rule still stands, and after Loperfido intentionally dropped the ball, the base umpire indicated the infield fly was on.
That's worth a shot.
If you don't see the ump give it, why not? But it turns it over to Junior Paniagua. Slider missed outside. Just to close that point quickly on Ortiz, he had a walk-off home run against the Woodpeckers and Alex Santos and Kinston back on May 27th. It was a two-run home run at the bottom of the ninth with Down East down to their final out, even final strike, and he hit it out over the right field wall to win the game 4-3. So keep an eye on him the rest of this week, see if he can have more of an impact against the Woodpeckers. Tonight he's now 0-2. Junior Paniagua in a 1-1 count. Pitch, both runners on the move. Swing and a miss. Throw down to third. Williams applies the tag on Gallan, but he's called safe. That was a good throw by Guillamo. Low to the corner of the third base bag. Led Williams tag right into the midsection of Gallan, sliding head first. Looked like he was just able to wrap that body around the tag, though, Colin, and grab the back of the base with his right hand to get in there. Double steal is a success. They stand at first to make it second and third. 1-2 count on Paniagua. Mejias the kick, the pitch, and strike three swinging. High fastball. And Mejias gets out of the inning. Pair of strikeouts, and he strands two in scoring position to keep this game tied 2-2. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It'll be the heart of the order. Loperfido, Williams, and Palma coming to bat when we return to Segra Stadium.
Fans, This Wood Ducks pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Wood Ducks, number 24, Jose Corniel.
Whether you Louis Vuitton it up or Reebok in, you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have? Dessert
or disaster?
I never thought I'd be in love.
Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the second baseman, number 36, Joey Loperfido.
Then you came in.
Christian Mejias gets out of a jam with runners on second and third in the sixth. Keeps the Wood Ducks off the board. Keeps our game tied 2-2. And Joey Loperfido into that left side. Takes a first pitch off-speed strike. Corniel. Here's the wind and 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. 95. A lot of hard throwers in this down east rotation. Emiliano Teodo, the starter, was hitting triple digits. More hard stuff coming from Corniel. His 0-2. Strikes out Loperfido swinging, ramped it up even further, 98. Three pitches, and Loperfido back to the dugout. We've been tied since Joey Loperfido yanked a triple into the right center field alleyway and scored Logan Cerny, who was standing on second. And then the throw to third got by Paniagua, rolled into the down east dugout. Loperfido was granted home plate. That tied the game 2-2. Down east led 2-0 in the early going. But both sides have gone scoreless in the fourth and the fifth. Justin Williams is in, and he looks at strike one, 94-mile-per-hour fastball. Teodo covers his face with that two-tone glove, puts the hands over the head, winds, and delivers an off-speed for strike two.
Five straight strikes to begin the inning, going right after this Woodpeckers' heart of the lineup.
Not shying away from the zone at all. Here's an 0-2 pitch. Williams checks the swing. They appeal up the first baseline, and Elliot Melton says that Williams went too far. No argument out of Justin. Did look like he went about 55% of the way on that swing. And two strikeouts by Corniel out of the bullpen. That gives him 39 on the year. He's gone at 34 total innings this year with the two strikeouts here in the sixth. Now faces Miguel Palma. First pitch, low breaking ball. It's the slider, 0-1. 1-0. 31 hits allowed, 22 earned runs. He has walked 16. Cade has mentioned 39. And giving up four home runs. The pitch. Palma bounces one on three hops out too short. It's collected with two hands by Acosta. His throw is right to the belt of Ortiz at first. And the inning is over in 1-2-3 fashion. The beat goes on for down east pitching. They have retired 10 straight Woodpeckers going back to the third. And we remain in a 2-2 tie ball game heading to the seventh on the Woodpeckers.
T. Bryant is back on the concourse with our furry friends. Take it away, T.
All right, here we go, Doug. We got this, okay? So did you vote?
I voted.
Okay, cool. I voted, too. So here we go. Dog number one, this is Chili. Hey, Chili. It's dog number two, Pants. What's going on, Pants? This is Samson right here. And dog number four is Coco. Hey, Coco. All right, so who did you guys vote for? Because they're all so cute. I love. Here we go. And the winner is...
Funky Dog.
Dog number one. All right. Hey, Chili. Oh, I think it's excited. Is it excited? Yeah. I think it's excited. Yeah. There you go. Dog number one is your winner. Way to go, Chili.
Fans, it's time for the Budweiser Zero last call for any alcohol. Alcohol purchases at our concession stands will be cut off at the start of the eighth inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol.
Yeah.
leading off the top of the seventh inning for the Wood Ducks, the designated hitter, number 18, Alejandro.
2-2 tie game in the seventh inning. Top of the Down East order leads it off against Christian Mejias, threw two scoreless out of the bullpen. His first pitch home is a fastball just off the outside corner. No side has scored since the third. See what happens while Colin Casey is on the call for the play-by-play here in the seventh.
No pitch is sent in the air by Osuna out towards left center field. Rainier Rivas making his way over, and he'll make the grab for the first out of the seventh. It's now 2-3 scoreless from Mejias. Add that to the 9-2 scoreless he had coming into this ball game, so make it an even dozen scoreless innings straight. So he's closing in on the high by a Woodpecker's arm this season, which is 13, and even 13 shared by a couple of Fayetteville pitchers. A swing by Daniel Mateo, and he cannot connect. 0-1 the count. But Edinson Batista and Carlos Calderon, as fastball misses inside, both of them hitting 13 innings even. Both of them recently as well. The 1-1. And that ball is hit out towards right field. Back underneath it, making the grab is Orr. And picking up right where he left off is Mejias. Tired the final three batters he faced in the sixth. And it's two up, two down to begin the seventh.
Mejias, one of those guys that pitches off momentum. And he was able to regather some of that momentum in the sixth. Meeting on the mound, I think, helped a lot after a couple of walks. Then went 1-2-3. But he's almost impossible to figure out when he gets those first couple outs to start an inning. Rarely does he give up much with two outs. So he's in a great spot right now.
First pitch strike to Marcus Smith. There's a lot of guys in that rotation and bullpen that are really momentum-type pitchers. Mm-hmm. Breaking ball misses low. I think the guy who's starting tomorrow for Fayetteville, Miguel Ulloa, is a great example of that. When he is got everything working for him, he is a tough man to hit off of when you step into the batter's box. The 1-1 fastball high. Smith 2-for-3 with a couple of singles, an RBI, and a stolen base. He also lined out sharp. Watches a breaking ball just past his back foot. 3-1. Not a guy you want to have on the base paths. Stole his 32nd bag earlier in the ballgame. 3-1, Mejias gets that one over. The count is now full. 5 stolen bases already in the ballgame from Down East. They had 6 yesterday, which tied a season high surrendered by Fayetteville. They got a chance at matching that already. Potentially beating it. There's a breaking ball. Called strike 3, and Smith doesn't like it. Mejias freezes him with the curveball in the inside corner. And it's a 1-2-3 top of the seventh for Christian Mejias and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, who look to get the bats going in the bottom half. 2-2 is the score from Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Stand up and join us in singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Sing a little louder. So it's for the Packers. Say it loud. At the old. Atta boy, Packers. Atta boy.
Been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? But I've been for Cotton Eye Joe. I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? But I've been for Cotton Eye Joe. I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? We'll be right back.
leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers. This shortstop, number 8, Tyler Whitaker.
Still a 2-2 ball game as we head to the bottom of the seventh on this Wednesday night from downtown Fayetteville. Woodpeckers and Wood Ducks deadlocked at a pair. Swing and a miss by Tyler Whitaker. He's led off in all three of his at-bats so far in this game. He is 0-for-2 with a ground out and a strikeout. Jose Corniel back out on the mound and continuing to just fire in strikes. Whitaker can only foul that one off. Another fastball in the mid-90s from Corniel. Hailing from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Originally with the Seattle Mariners organization, traded in 2020. Liner foul down the left field line. No balls, two strikes, still the count. Packers trying to end that 5-game losing streak. Climb back into the hunt in the early stages of the second half. South Division title race. 0-2 and Whitaker out in front of a breaking ball. He strikes out. Second time he's gone down via the K. And just continuing to be an impressive stretch from down east pitching. 11 in a row now retired, going back all the way to the third inning.
7 of those with strikeouts, yeah. Too, Colin.
Not a lot of balls put in play over the last few innings by Fayetteville. Rainier Rivas will look to buck that trend. Like Whitaker, a ground out and a strikeout so far. And time is granted to Rivas. Corniel traded from Seattle to Texas. As that one fouled off to the left. Rafael Montero, right-handed pitcher, leaving the Rangers to go to the division rival Mariners. Also a player to be named later, being sent to Texas. Rivas with a foul tip held on to. Not too often you see those two teams making deals, both being in the AL West. Corniel, the long look in. And time is called by Rivas once again. He's trying to throw off his timing a bit. Both the Rangers and Mariners still looking for their first World Series victory. As that ball hit on the ground right side, a diving play at second by Colley. He gets up, throws, and it's in time. Cam Colley all the way on the outfield grass robs Rivas of what looked like a for sure base hit. There are two down now in the seventh inning. 12 in a row retired by the Wood Ducks.
Boy, that's deflating for not only Rainier Rivas to have that base hit taken away, but really just the whole dugout. You guys have been trying to, you know, figure out these relievers for down east. You're in the double digits of straight retirements, and then finally one of your guys puts the barrel on the ball, and a great defensive play keeps the stretch going. Some of the Woodpeckers got to be shaking their heads wondering how they can get some base hits today. Only two have been in the third inning. That's it.
Breaking ball to Yeris Ramirez is over for a called strike. Ramirez 0-for-2, struck out his first time up and grounded out to first in his most recent plate appearance. Foul ball, and that one catches Mahler. And he's a bit hobbled, though. He's in a lot of pain as he goes down to the ground, and he's on both knees, just kind of crawling around trying to get some of that feeling back in the leg, and that'll prompt both manager Steve Mintz and trainer Rachel Purcell to go check on him. Meantime, let's take a look around the Carolina League and check out some of the other games in progress. Top of the ninth from Kannapolis, they enjoy a 6-0 lead over the Carolina Mudcats. Kannapolis right now second in the South Division, 3 games back of Columbia, and an opportunity to end the win streak at 5 for Carolina. Top of the eighth out in Charleston, River Dogs lead 4-3 over the Augusta Green Jackets, who are trying to avoid their eighth consecutive loss. They're trying to avoid that. Salem leads 5-1 up in Delmarva over the Shorebirds. The Red Sox trying to get back over 500 on the second half and still trying to work on that leg. Is Moeller got both his hands on his knees, just kind of trying to flex that out. Bottom seven in Columbia, where the seven-game win streak for Columbia is in jeopardy. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans lead them 9-3. However, Columbia still with a three-game lead going into tonight in the division.
You have a feeling that just with how good Myrtle Beach was in the first half, how solid of a team Charleston was as well, that those teams are eventually going to find themselves back up the top. But still, the identity of these ball clubs changed so much around this time of year. When the draft comes around, there is sometimes 10, 15 different players added to your team that you didn't have in the first half. So who knows what any of these clubs will be. Columbia, I know, has recently had some additions that have helped aid along Myrtle Beach, and Charleston will still be threats to contend with in the entirety of the second half.
Ian Mahler, staying in the game, heads back behind the plate. Pitch to Ramirez, comes in and hits him on the elbow. And so that will finally snap the stretch of 12 in a row retired. A fastball inside, glances off the elbow pad of Ramirez. That puts the go-ahead run on first base with two down.
Well, Mahler's still really struggling behind the plate. He's having trouble even going into the squat right now. He was pretty much sitting on both of his knees as he was setting that target up. Plus, you have Cornell, who, after two quick outs, had to sit around there and not throw for really close to 5 minutes. And the first one he throws, not a surprise that it was off target.
So Ramirez at first, two down. He's on the move. First pitch to Guillamo is hit out to right field, but that will hang up plenty for Marcus Smith. Makes the grab, and that will conclude the seventh inning. So a two-out hit-by-pitch drawn by Ramirez is all for naught. We head to the eighth. Downey's 2, Fayetteville 2 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The chance to score some Woodpeckers tickets. T. Bright has our contestant down on the dugout. Take it away, T.
Pass this on to my man Doug here. You ready, Doug?
Let's do it. All the way from Canada, it's Emery and Anders. And for any hockey fans, Emery here used to play for the Fayetteville Fire Ants, right? Coach and played with the Fire Ants. Visiting from Canada, summer vacation. Thanks for everybody that came out tonight, but it's time to guess the attendance. Anders, you ready, buddy? Okay, look at the screen. Look at the big screen. We got to see how many people are here. Is it A, 2,079, B, 2,461, or C, 2,385? What is it? What do you think, Anders?
C.
Which one? Anders says C. Is he correct? Yes! Yes! Good job, buddy. Congratulations. You did such a good job.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Christian Mejias. Leading off the top of the eighth inning for the Wood Ducks, the shortstop, number 23, Maximo Acosta.
Christian Mejias back out for his fourth inning on the mound. He'll face the middle of this down east order. Grounder to short. Whitaker charging once again and is able to make the throw in time. So it's one pitch, one out for Christian Mejias. A nice play by Whitaker at short. Woodpeckers looking to get two more outs and then get the bats going in the bottom half of the inning. But until then, on the play-by-play, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thanks, Colin. On the offensive end for Fayetteville, they've gotten their two runs on just two hits that both came in the third, but it has been the pitching that is keeping Fayetteville in this thing. Not their situational hitting or their ability to get on tonight. Down East has also had a great night on the mound, one of the better pitching teams in the entire Carolina League. Yosi Gallan is in and pops the very first pitch up, a mile high, offset to the right of home plate. Guillamo removes the mask and gets all sorts of twisted up. That ball was playing tricks on him in the nighttime sky. It looked like he was shading his eyes, too, from the stadium line. I think he was looking, rising up behind the wall, or the Avex Club of Segra Stadium. And that was just way up there. Tough to track a ball like that. It was in a catchable location. It fell just to the right of home plate outside of the dirt. But Guillamo never seemed like he had a lock on it. And Gallan steps back in a no-ball, one-strike count. Christian Mejias kicks and throws. Squeezes a fastball strike in there at 95. 0-2 is the count. Mejias is not allowed a hit since coming on to the fifth inning. Just a pair of walks that came in the sixth. And then worked around two base runners with nobody out. Got three straight outs. Throws home. Ground ball hit sharply. Too short. Whitaker involved again. He fields and throws to first. Right to the chest of Palma for out number two.
Well, if the goal for Joe Thon is to get Tyler Whitaker more reps at short, it's certainly paying off tonight because he's had a lot of action over there. And it's great to see him shake off a couple of errors earlier in the ball game. Since then, since that error he made back in the fourth inning, he's looked very smooth and really comfortable at that shortstop position. I'm sure he's worked a lot with Leo's Danny Molina, a guy that can teach him a lot of things at that position.
Cam Cauley, the Downey's second baseman and sixth hitter. He bats with nobody on and two away in the top of the eighth. 2-2 tie game. Here's the pitch from Mejias. Low fastball, and it's 2-0 on Cauley. Playing full season pro baseball for the first time in his career. Just 19 years old. Drafted out of high school last year in the third round by the Rangers. Swings and grounds it past the mound. It kicked off the back of the glove of Mejias. Charging behind the mound. Williams over from third. He picks it up and won't have a play at first. And Cam Cauley gets aboard. He's on for the third time today. First time with the hit. He walked in the sixth, then now comes up with the infield single. Mejias tried that play where he sweeps behind his back, tried to backhand it, the no-look grab, and it rolled up the side of his arm. A little hobbled over at first. Cam Cauley is, I think he's waving off the manager, Steve Mintz, but he ran through the first base bag and then started limping a bit. It looked like he grabbed towards the back of the leg, almost the universal hamstring sign, but after talking with the first base coach, he says he's okay to stay in there.
That's his best asset. Got two stolen bases tonight.
Cam Cauley, he grew up just outside of the Houston area. He's dancing around off of first. Pitch comes home, and one hand fell off of the bat as Ian Moeller ripped it a fastball. And the Down East catcher in an 0-1 count. He went to high school out at Mont Belvieu, Texas, in the town of Mont Belvieu, at Barbers Hill High School. Barbers Hill. Pickoff throw over to first after he got generous a moment ago. And he steps back in. Was committed to playing some big-time D1 ball in the state of Texas out of Texas Tech, but was able to go pro a little early after a third-round selection last season. Ian Moeller in an 0-1 count, a little hobbled probably still from the bottom of the seventh. He took a foul tip, I think somewhere around the leg area. And so, you know, that's going to affect his ability to really swing 100%. Christian Mejias is at an even 50 pitches tonight. Big hole on the right side with Lo Perfido over the middle from second. 1-1 pitch, a foul back into the screen.
Cauley's been in motion each time he's been on base. So far, you wonder if after seeing him come up a little bit lame running down to first, manager Steve Mintz opted to keep him at first base and trust the bat of Moeller to get him over.
The eye in from Mejias and the set above the belt. Colley going to second. Pitch is high. Here comes the throwdown from Guillamo, and it gets through Whitaker. Ricochets away from the bag, and Colley is saved. And I think it got a piece of Tyler Whitaker, rather, that's Joey Loperfido, the second baseman that cut over to try and drop a tag. He was a little late getting to that bag, and I think the ball clipped off of his glove and hit him somewhere in the stomach or chest area. He pops back to his feet, and we carry on. Ian Moeller in a 2-2 count. Mejias offers it up, and a ground ball is hit out towards third. Williams cuts in front of Whitaker, has to rush to throw. It's a long one, and it's in time. Christian Mejias has completed four scoreless innings out of the bullpen. He has stranded another runner. Down East tonight has left eight runners on, and we stay at a 2-2 tie going to the bottom of the eighth when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Back on the mound for the Wood Ducks, Jose Corniel. Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number 14, Cody Orr.
Bottom eight, Woodpeckers don't have a run since the third, neither do the Wood Ducks. We're tied at 2-2 in game two of this series. Downey's trying to go up two games to none. The Woodpeckers trying to even the series and end their five-game losing skid. Jose Corniel is back on the mound. He throws his 0-1 to Orr and buries a breaking ball that Orr goes after. 0-2 quickly on the Fayetteville leadoff man. Orr is 0-3 tonight. Fly out to right, strikeout swinging, and a fly out to left. Although this game is tied, Fayetteville still has not solved their offensive struggles of the last week. Here's the 0-2. Or swings and misses at a high fastball. Three pitches and a strikeout for Corniel. That's already his fourth since coming on in the sixth inning behind Nick Lockhart. They have just two hits as an offense today, Fayetteville, and they both came in the third inning with two outs. Logan Cerny had an infield single on a little dribbler towards the mound. He stole second, and then Loperfido drove him in with an RBI triple. The pitch to Cerny. This is outside, and right now, Colin, I think this is just the point where bulk of your lineup isn't doing much tonight. You got to rely on your top guys, Cerny and Loperfido, to try and do something here. Fourth time through. Cerny leans out in front of a slider but didn't swing.
The hitters 5-9 tonight for Fayetteville, 0-14 with just a hit-by-pitch that came last inning for Yaris Ramirez.
That ended a stretch retired by Down East pitching between the third and the seventh. Low pitch to Cerny, and with Cerny's speed, take sign on the whole way right now. Just got to get on first base and see what you can do with the base running. 3-0 pitch, And that is a fastball just a touch above the zone. Four pitch walk to Cerny. And one of the fastest players on this Woodpeckers club represents the go-ahead run. He's on base in the eighth inning.
That's a good thing about having this top of the order two up. You got speed in all three guys. Cerny, good job reining in his patience. Done it tonight. Peril walks for him. Just doing his job, setting the table for this man standing right behind him, and we'll see if he can come through once again.
And down, he's not going to mess around. Cornell using one of those pickoff moves right away to check up on Cerny. He's 2-for-2 tonight in stolen bases, and he's set a new franchise record with the Woodpeckers with 25 on the year. The first pitch swung on and missed by Loperfido. Joey was the first batter to face Cornell out of the bullpen in the sixth inning, and he went down on three pitches. They were all fastballs in the mid to upper 90s. See if he can catch up this time. 0-1. Lays off and misses inside. One ball and one strike. Loperfido 1-for-3 in total with the two strikeouts and the RBI triple. Ended up scoring on that swing after a throw from the cutoff man, went into the third base dugout, tied the game 2-2. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And Loperfido got hit, and so did the home plate umpire. That fastball blazing through got a piece of just about everybody. It got Loperfido somewhere near the chest or shoulder area, and then went all the way through and clipped Chad Patterson near the shoulders. Eric Braun, the Fayetteville trainer, heads out of the dugout to check up on Joey. Walk and hit by pitch will put two Fayetteville runners on. Send the go-ahead run Cerny to second. Looks like they're checking out actually the hand area of Loperfido. I think he put his hands up near his face, Colin, just as a self-defense maneuver, and that's where the baseball clipped him on the way by. And that hand can be vulnerable. Looks like Joey's okay, though.
To check the numbers, I swear, I don't know if there's a team in the Carolina League that's gotten hit more this season than Fayetteville, especially the last couple of weeks or so. It's just been a bunch of guys getting plunked. I mean, you obviously take the base runners, but that one definitely can't feel too good. Second guy that Cornell's hit, but now looking at back at the game here, a couple of base runners on that have the most speed in your lineup and some power coming to the plate.
Survey says that the Woodpeckers have been hit 57 times as a team this year, and that ties the Myrtle Beach Pelicans for the league lead, assuming no Pelicans have been hit tonight in their ball game. But there you go, Colin, your instincts were correct.
It just felt like it. I mean, I feel like they're averaging a good one or two per game over the last 20 games or so.
They've walked four times tonight, been hit twice, first and second with one out. And Justin Williams at the plate in a 2-2 game. A long pause, leg kick and pitch, and Williams spits on a slider below the zone. It's a 1-0 count on the Woodpeckers cleanup man. Williams has drawn two of those four walks in the first and the third against Emiliano Teodo, the Downey starter who worked the first four innings. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Slider down and outside. Williams gets ahead, two balls, no strikes, and Moeller wants to go to the mound to talk to Teodo, as does the Down East pitching coach, Dimitri Korkoris. Down East bullpen does not have any activity going out there. Neither does Fayetteville's. Right now, Christian Mejias has been the go-to guy. One hit, a couple of walks, but four scoreless for Mejias. Cornell is through 2 1/3 scoreless after Nick Lockhart pitched the fifth and Teodo the first four. Hey, the Houston Astros are in action tonight. Jeremy Pena, he's up to the two spot now for the Astros in their lineup, former Woodpecker. Last night, it was a walk-off home run by Yordan Alvarez. You know, that was the first walk-off of his entire big league career. I would have
won't be the last.
Yeah, no, it will not. I was surprised it was the first. Kind of season he's having, right behind Aaron Judge, Kyle Schwarber for the league home run race. Tonight the Astros trail 5-1. They're in the bottom of the fourth inning, and Astros have shown an ability, 53-27, to win some of those games in comeback fashion. Jake Myers, an RBI double. Former Woodpeckers giving Houston their only run tonight. That was in the bottom of the second inning. On the mound today for the Astros, former Woodpecker Christian Javier. Not his usual self in the early going. 2-0 to Justin Williams. Misses off the plate to the outside. 95-mile-per-hour fastball was close, but it's 3-0. Williams trying to walk for a third time. A walk would load up the bases with an open bag on third. Here's the kick and 3-0. Take sign on. Fastball right down the middle at 94. It's 3-1.
Yeah, not surprised to see him lay off, especially with how patient he's been all game, but definitely make Cornell prove to you that he can get one over.
See if he takes again. 3-1 pitch. He does. Fastball right down Hay Street. 3-2. So all heat right now, but back-to-back takes on for Williams. Didn't want to look at that one. Now he's going to have to protect. Cerny leads off of second. Loperfido, a big lead off of first. Here it comes. Payoff strikes out. Williams swinging. LaCorniel needed to come into the zone, and he did with three straight fastballs after falling behind 3-0. And he strikes out his fourth, make it his fifth batter of the one. Second out. Force it all bases. Stays out of the bases loaded jam. And Miguel Palma digging into the right side. That open stance for the Fayetteville first baseman. The pitch is hit hard up the middle, and that will squeeze into center field. Cerny turns third. He's coming down the line. Thrown out to the plate. It goes to third. Loperfido is safe sliding in. The Woodpeckers have a 3-2 lead. A go-ahead single by Miguel Palma in the eighth. The first runs of this game since the third inning. And Palma's first hit in the month of July is a big one.
Something about eighth innings at Segres Stadium just do it for Miguel Palma. Remember back on June 24th against the Augusta Green Jackets, not too long ago, the go-ahead solo home run in that ball game. He just has that clutch factor. Not trying to do too much, just took it back where it came. Let Logan Cerny's speed do the rest, and Fayetteville has their first lead of the night.
Tyler Whitaker trying to add a little insurance now. Woodpeckers did not let in this game. They came from behind 2-0 in the third and put up a run in the bottom of the eighth, and we'll have Christian Mejias likely to pitch the ninth. The pitch home. Whitaker lays off an up-and-away fastball. 2-0 is the count on Whitaker. Miguel Palma, such a big hit. He was just 4-for-25 since coming back from that shoulder issue he was dealing with, but you hope that swing can boost a little confidence and get him back to his normal form. Up and outside again. And Cornell has fallen behind 3-0. Now the Down East bullpen has got somebody stretching out there. Colley playing towards the middle, over from second, wide open right side of the diamond. Here's the 3-0 pitch to Whitaker. He swings and loops it towards the rain tarp. That'll tail foul into the right field seats. Go to 3-1.
Lot on 3-0. Good aggressive approach at the plate. Figured, hey, good chance I get a good pitch to hit. He did, but just couldn't quite get his hands around on it.
Runners at the corners. Palma, big step off of first, and the pitch is foul tipped by Whitaker. It rolls to the backstop. And Corny out. Climbs back into the count. It's 3-2. Whitaker has grounded out and struck out twice. Woodpeckers have not hit a lot of home runs in the season series against Down East. Just 3 against Wood Ducks pitching this year, but Whitaker has one of them. Runner on the move to second. Palma, a check swing, but it is called strike 3 on the inside, and Whitaker can't believe it. He thought he had ball 4. That'll end the eighth, but the Woodpeckers get the go-ahead run, and they are 3 outs away from ending the 5-game losing streak and evening up this series with the Wood Ducks. Nobody coming out of the bullpen. It'll likely be Christian Mejias to pitch the ninth. Joe Thon going to lineup card as well. We'll tell you about any changes when we return. Top 9 is next with the Woodpeckers leading 3-2.
Just a match, and he's holding her in his arms. Little lady, Leading off the top of the ninth inning for the Wood Ducks, the first baseman, number 16, Andrew Ortiz.
It is the top of the ninth inning, and Fayetteville holds a 3-2 lead thanks to a Miguel Palma go-ahead single in the eighth. He scores Logan Cerny on a roller into center field, and Christian Mejias back on the mound trying to go five scoreless. And even up this series, his pitch runs down and in on Ortiz, goes to the backstop. Abby Ortiz has continued to find himself in pressure spots with the Woodpeckers this year. He had a walk-off home run on May 27th in Kinston. And represents the tying run here in the top of the ninth. Backdoor slider called a strike. It's 2-1. Ortiz has reached once today on a walk, but is 0-2 of the ground out to pop out. Takes low. Three balls and one strike on the lefty. Junior Peniagua is next, and then Alejandro Osuna, the 9-1. And there's a foul ball shot right over our heads in the booth. 3-2.
13 2/3 scoreless in a row for Mejias, the longest streak of the season. But the only one that matters right now is the next inning. Just needs to get three more outs and try to secure a much-needed victory for Fayetteville.
Starting his month of July strong after he ended June 30th with 4 2/3 scoreless. He's trying to go one more out further than that today as a 3-2 is hoisted out of play down the left field line. Next pitch will be the 60th for Craig. Right-hander starting to loosen out there in the left field bullpen. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider. And Ortiz was late getting to it.
There's almost indecisiveness on that ball. It's not like he was expecting a fastball. He probably would have been early on it. And then I think he realized that ball was coming back towards the zone. By the time he got his bat across the plate, ball was in Guillamo's mitt. Excellent 3-2 pitch. A lot of confidence to throw that slider on 3-2 to a power threat hitter like Ortiz.
It was one of those swings that was all upper body. Whole lower half was cemented in by Ortiz, and he just kind of flicked at that ball, and he strikes out. Now there's a lineup. Looking at the lineup card here, I believe we have a pinch hitter for down east. It is Jose Rodriguez, lefty, and he drives the first one the opposite way, tailing towards the line. Rivas hustling over, gets to his spot and makes the catch for out number two. Jose Rodriguez, who hit a two-run home run on Monday, called upon by his manager Steve Mintz in a pressure spot, and flies out on the very first pitch he sees. And down east is down to their final out tonight. It's Alejandro Osuna. The lefty DH. First pitch is hit sharply up the middle of the diamond. It's collected by Whitaker. His throw to first is in time, and this ball game is over. Christian Mejias slams the door tonight with five scoreless innings out of the bullpen. He gets the much-needed run to the bottom of the eighth inning, and a 3-2 win tonight by the Woodpeckers evens this series and puts an end to the five-game skid. They're back in the win column and grab their third W of the second half of the schedule. They relied on their pitching tonight. They didn't have a lot of hits, but they got the job done. Three runs on three hits does it tonight for Fayetteville. We'll break down all the scoring for you and all the numbers next on the postgame show right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned.
Down, like strippers' booties go. My first and third, last time on a college remix. Now I'm on the original version. Can't never count me out. Y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts. Accountant, count me in. Make millions every year. The South's champion. Cause all I do,
Fans, can you taste that sweet victory? Today's win gives everyone in attendance in the ballpark a free cone, dish, or cookie from Freddy's. For the next 48 hours, be sure to show your game day ticket at Freddy's for a taste of sweet, sweet victory. Woodpeckers win! Woodpeckers win! Woodpeckers win!
We'll be right back.
celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure?
Everyone around the world, come on!
It's time to close the night with the Woodpeckers postgame show. Here's Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey.
Woodpeckers fans, welcome back inside the broadcast booth tonight. And how about that ball game? The Woodpeckers were pitching well for nine innings today, and finally the offense able to break through and give them that much needed RBI single in the eighth inning. Miguel Palma ends up being the offensive hero tonight, giving the Woodpeckers their 3-2 win. They even up this series at a game apiece going into Thursday. And most importantly, Colin, get a win they were looking for after five straight losses going back to Zebulon last week. Miguel Palma came up with a big swing. It's great to see him come up with not only his first hit of July, but also a game win. This one, I think you still have to give the hard work to Christian Mejias, who is out to the best scoreless stretch right now of any Fayetteville pitcher all year and dominated on the mound for five innings against a good down east offense to help seal up tonight's win.
Yeah, he's just been incredible. Really, all season long, Mejias has coming off that elbow injury. It's always a tough thing to come back from as a pitcher, but he has been excellent all season long, and he's been pitching his best baseball really since the start of the month of June, and comes out of the bullpen, five innings, just one hit allowed. Talk about giving your team an opportunity to win after they tie the game on the Joey Loperfido RBI triple when he came in to score on the throwing error. And then Miguel Palma comes through with a big eighth inning single. Not the first time he's come through late in the ballgame. Had a solo shot to give the Woodpeckers the lead, eventually the win on June 24th, not too long ago. So he has been as clutch as can be in these late game situations. It was a really great character win for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Just needed that one after a 2-8 start to the second half of the season. Still plenty of time left. And really just to get the monkey off their back against Down East, a team that's really had their number over the start of this season. So brand new series now, 1-1, still four games left to play. And you're getting some great pitching from guys like Mejias. You got another guy going tomorrow, Miguel Ulloa, that can try to keep that momentum going. Really impressive victory tonight, even in a game where the offense wasn't at its best once again, but just timely hitting. That's all that matters. Yeah. Even if you don't have a lot of hits in a ball game, as long as you can get the timely ones, you can win any game against anybody.
Yeah, the Woodpeckers have been an offense this year that generally wins ball games when they hit a lot of home runs, but that wasn't the case today. And like you said, Colin, it was timely hitting. You look over the scorecard, and Joey Loperfido's RBI triple that tied the game. That came with two outs, and then Miguel Palma with runners on second and first. Two-out single. It was a pair of two-out hits today. Three hits, three runs. That's all the Woodpeckers needed, especially when Christian Mejias was grooving on the mound like he did with five straight scoreless innings. He ends up getting the winning decision today. And now we turn the page to tomorrow's game three of this series. The Woodpeckers will have another good arm on the mound. It's Miguel Ulloa. No record this year, but a 3.19 ERA, one of the best fastballs on this team. And see another talented arm for Down East. No record and a 2.03. It's Thirsty Thursday out at the ballpark as well. So come on out, enjoy some drink deals. It's supposed to be another hot one tomorrow, so make sure you stay hydrated. Bring a ball cap, bring some sunscreen, and come on out and enjoy some Woodpeckers baseball. Game three of the series tomorrow night at 7:05 Eastern, and Colin and I will be on the air with you beginning at 6:50. That'll do it for us tonight on the broadcast and here at Segra Stadium. Thanks again so much for coming out tonight, everybody, and bringing those pups as well. We hope they made some new friends and had a good time. Colin and myself will talk to you tomorrow. Please do drive home safely. Good night.
call you dippy cause it came off on the gloss. The digit is your favorite song, Kanye's all. I ain't breaking in for me to die. Pull it close. Just close your eyes, girl. What's my telling me we gotta go? Won't you take me home? I wanna ride it. You wanna know, ride it. Just lose control, ride it. Ride it, my soul, ride it. Let me feel you, ride it. Till the lights down low, ride it.
We'll be right back. I get down and I'm jumping around. And the rumpus and ruckus are comfortable now. Been a rat, but I'm thinking it's time to grow. So I got an apartment across from the park. Put quinoa in my fridge, still I'm not feeling right. Been a rat, but I'm thinking it's time to go.
Here we go.
So get your